Module 3, Communicate to Motivate. Studies show that organizations with open, frequent communications between management and employees tend to foster motivation. Communicate with your sales team often to help keep the motivation flowing. Also, encourage your team members to communicate with you. By keeping the lines of communication open, you are better able to head off problems, learn what the team needs, and understand what will motivate both the whole team and individual team members. Regular group meetings. Along with frequent check-ins, regular group meetings are a key channel of communication. While email and phone calls are vital tools in today's workplace, face-to-face meetings are invaluable for creating a sense of shared goals and connection. Schedule regular meetings with the entire sales team. These might be weekly, monthly, or quarterly, depending on the setup of your organization. However often you decide to conduct them, keep to a regular schedule so that there is consistency. Use regular meetings to discuss successes and setbacks, challenges and needs. Also, use them as a time to simply check in with each other, build relationships, and otherwise establish or reinforce shared goals and values. Ensure that meetings are not just management giving orders, but are instead composed of two-way communication with team members. Regular one-on-one meetings. In addition to regular meetings with the entire team, it is key to take the time to meet one-on-one with individual team members as well. Individual meetings offer you a chance to get to know each team member and what motivates him or her. They are also a place to discuss issues or needs that individual team members might not feel comfortable bringing up in a group setting. Depending on the size of your team and the structure of your organization, the frequency of these meetings will vary. What is important is that they occur on a regular basis and that they serve as a setting for two-way communication between you and individual members of your sales team. Use this time to explore motivations, goals, needs, successes, and challenges with each team member in a setting where he or she has your undivided attention. Focus on strengths and development areas. A key to using meetings, team and one-on-one, to motivate is focusing on both strengths and development areas. These meetings should neither be wholly about what is going wrong nor entirely about praising success. Take the time to recognize the team or individual strengths first, reinforcing how valuable they are. Also, take time to point out areas where the team or individual can grow and improve, and use part of the meeting time for creating next steps or a development plan. Never call out an individual team member's development needs in front of the whole team. Save that feedback for your individual meeting. Use team meetings to focus on strengths and development needs for the team as a whole, and focus on individual strength and development needs in the one-on-one meetings. Also, use the team meetings to reinforce shared goals and the mutually interdependent nature of the team. Ask for feedback. A major feature of motivational environments is that the communication is two-way. You will provide a great deal of feedback in the regular meetings with your sales team. Be sure to ask them for feedback as well, in both the team meetings and the individual meetings. It may be necessary to offer training in how to give useful feedback if your sales team is not used to be asked to provide feedback to management. Model good feedback behaviors as well by not personalizing feedback and by focusing on shared values and goals. Encourage your team members to give you regular feedback in between meetings as well. Reinforce that their feedback is how you will know what they need, how they are doing, and how you can support them. Asking for feedback shows team members that you and the organization value them, which can motivate them and lead to increased investment in the work. Case study. As part of her efforts to motivate the sales team, Helen began holding a Monday morning breakfast meeting with the whole team. This was a time for her to check in and see how the previous week had gone and to see what the team's plans were for the week. She also asked the team to let her know how she could better support them, what tools they needed, what challenges they were facing. At first, the team was reluctant to make suggestions or offer ideas. They seemed nervous and uncomfortable. Helen encouraged them to be honest and let her know what they thought. Rhea, a junior salesperson, offered, "We are used to being ignored or punished for offering suggestions. It's hard for us, and it's also sometimes difficult to speak up in front of the entire group." Helen decided she would meet with each sales team member one-on-one to help them feel more comfortable.